any question?
Well, how are you going to spend your vacation?
Pardon me?
How are you going to spend your vacation?
Any suggestion? Yes. I don't know yet. Because my planning was to go to Europe. But whoever I called, they said, are you silly? This is not the time because you're not walking this route. It's a very harsh winter.
Mm, yeah.
So that's cancelled.
Mm. Who knows?
Something will happen. Inshallah. Okay, where are we? If I remember well, we cut it not even to the end of the paragraph. We stopped somewhere. Because this is a very long paragraph. Who could tell me what it was all about? What is this paragraph talking about? Because at least we should know that, right? We were in the middle of a story. Don't become a peasant. Don't go to the village. Why? It will make you stupid. What is this? What it means? You see? We are in the middle of a big story. In a way, you have to remember it because I will remind you again and again about this story. And this is one of the warnings you receive in the path of enrichment. Said, if you're dealing with it, you should be careful. There are some relationships which are very promising, but somehow you don't like it. You shouldn't give up to the pressure and go there. This is all this story. Did I tell you why? Why a village is bad? Did I? Not yet. Okay. What are you proud of? Let's say I bring in an Adam. A human being with no culture, nothing at all, okay? A caveman. You have a sort of pride when you stand beside that caveman. What is that pride? It's something that you brag about. Any guess? How about civilization? What does that mean, civilization?
Accomplishments?
No. Living in a city. That's all. Remember, my first PhD was in city planning. Because city made it all. Before the city, the relation between human beings is just to family and neighbors who are not very close. That's all you have, right? So, what is the base of understanding and education? Just hand out of a very limited experience. That's what it is, right? Then it happens. How? No one knows. No one understands, no one decides. I emphasize upon all these factors because we'll come back to all this. Okay. Now, I'm talking as a city planner. The meaning of city, nobody knew. It just happened by the development of connections and traveling. The road will cross a river. Guess what happens? Suddenly the road will stop. It has to. not only because crossing the river is a challenge, the river is the water that we're waiting for. So they camp, okay? And there are some possibilities to cross the road. And all these caravans will camp here, and in that campsite, they need some assistant. Mainly the first one is a blacksmith to maintain these animals crossing, right? So a guy will permanently reside there as a blacksmith. Means what? The first step towards a specialty, and it will develop to a big chunk of stuff, and at the end of it, when the population is big enough, education, the specialist named teacher. This is not a fellow who will learn from the experience of his daddy. This is a fellow who does the research, and this is his job. See how it happens? It's co-working of the people, coming together, closing to be a little bit we. Because there is not that private relationship of us. It's this civilization. Our culture is that. And I emphasize upon that because as much as I could guess, as a city planner, I think that the humanity's time is from the beginning, we don't know where, up to discovering the fire. The second one is up to city, living in a city, become civilized, and the third one is happening right now, and nobody's noticing it, as usual. When it happens in the history, they will call it, this is the first time that real coming together of all of us, globalization, is happening. Forget about the talks and blah, 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 blah. Look at this collapse of economy. We're all in the same boat. And now, anybody shaking the boat, everybody will shake. This will be the third time that we'll feel we are we. We'll come together and the culture will be something absolutely different from what it is now. Because now it's still personal. We think about privacy and these ego stuff and blah, blah, blah. Everything will change. So, we're talking about the city. This is some fellow who is called city, the fellow who lives in the city, citizen, shahri. This is the citizen. The other one is the villager, which has very special oriented kind of knowledge, which is me and, remember my ego? I'll drive it, the donkey. It's a story of that. I hope you read the story, you know what will happen at the end. So we are in the middle of that. And he stopped the story to go somewhere else. Started with case of some people who are not that good. All of this is happening in the middle of Moses' story. The ego. We are talking about ego, personality, me, belonging to me. So we are at this story. Suddenly he said, no. Let me tell you about the people of Sheba. The people of Sheba, I believe you know the story, but I think you don't understand it well, because you just read it superficially. Let me tell you about those people. But he didn't say anything. He just told us how you should dig deeper in what you read, right? Then he switched to this paragraph that we haven't finished yet, which is the story of the people who get together around a holy place when Jesus is there, and they hope to have what they need, and they will receive it. That was the beginning, right? Okay. Then what? They said, but there are peoples who forget what they receive. Then he started to talk about what? He brought in a doggy story. He talks about dogs. We know it means the ego. And over there, there was a word that I believe it repeated a lot of time. I don't remember what we translated it. When the other dogs will call this fellow and they will say, go back to your old master. Where is your what? Did we say fidelity? Which is no good. I talked about it, someone brought it in. Fidelity is the, I believe, it's closer to the meaning. Being fidel, loyalty. I believe that loyalty is better, because that's the real meaning that we are pointing at here. Be loyal to the hand that is giving a gift to you. So I wanted to... Then, the people of Shiva. Who are these people of Shiva? We'll see. Let's pick it from where we left it. Peter?
Do you want me to read the end of the previous...
Where we left it? It was... what is the number?
364.
364, yes.
So that's the start of the...
Yep.
The remainder of the story of the people of Sabah. Sabah were folk given over to dalliance and foolish. It was their practice to show ingratitude to the generous. By way of illustration, it would be ingratitude to dispute with your benefactor, saying, I do not want this kindness, I am annoyed by it. Why art thou troubling me? Do a favor, take away this kindness. I do not desire an eye, blind me at once. Hence the people of Sabah said, put a far distance between us, our blemish is better for us. Take away our adornment. We do not desire these palaces, desire these palaces, desire these palaces, desire these palaces.